Last week we started Simin Dalet and Ebenezer, which I want to continue. I do want to make a point about Reb Chaim's passing and his Levaya today. The Ikar Adin of Shulchan Aruch, and I'm reading from the Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch, is that Nasi Shemes, Kol Batei Midrashe Shebechol Mokaim Shemespidin Oysam B'Telim, that Yimavato Tamatarev Hespedim, the Achara Hespid, Einich Nasim LeBeis HaMedrash. The yeshiva is supposed to stay closed after the Hespid. Why don't we shut all the yeshivas the rest of the day? Because Shulchan Aruch says that you close all the older batei midrashim. Ela mischabrim shnayim shnayim v'loim dimi bateim. The assumption is everyone will go and learn at home with their chabruses, and we're not confident that everybody will do that. So we have yeshivas open. But the idea of nasi shemeis that should be a certain element of Hergish and all of Klal Yisrael is embodied in the halacha, and I think the Gemara says Rabbeinu HaKadosh died, the Batei Midrash is so close for a whole week, of Shiva, and we're not holding Rabbeinu HaKadosh, but nevertheless this was a most unique person. What?
It's so strange to say to close the yeshivas because of the
if the people would learn the Torah, there's a concept of Torah Hegerasak that makes such a ration that even the Torah itself is, so to speak, weeping. And it's true. That's why we don't do it. We're very pragmatic people. If we're a little more emotional people, we would understand that closing the yeshiva. Today, closing yeshiva means vacation and holiday. But if closing yeshiva is sad, it's a sad thing, then I guess we'd be more emotional people. You know, after 2,000 years in Golis, it's hard to be so emotional. It's we've gone through a lot, and very, very difficult. One of the most memorable moments in my life was once when I went to Tashlich, and there was this European lady. I went with my boys. It was in the middle of the week of Sesame Tshuva, and we drove out by Bay Parkway, by near the old Toys R Us, Olav Shalom, and. And we were saying, and there was this lady, she was crying like the whole world was on her shoulders, saying Tashlich. And I stood next to her. She had no idea what she was saying. She mispronounced the words and mixed them up. But she was crying like the whole Klal Yisrael was on her shoulders. And I don't know, you know, you just don't have that emotion. It's, if we would be driven more by emotion, I think it would make more sense to do something like that. And the way it is today, you know, we played Hespedim for Yeshiva today, so we made up that a couple of us will speak. Each of us will speak 10 to 15 minutes. Because if someone speaks for an hour, you know, it's half an hour, you know, it's boring. It's, you know, like the boys don't really follow. And it's the way it is. And I'm not knocking anybody. It's just the way the whole generation is. But at least in theory, we should understand that there is such a musag. Okay, last week we started Simin Dalet. Simin Dalet is a long simin, rive of which is not the halacha, because we don't have mitzrim and adaimim and mayavim and all these things, as we're going to see today. We're up to Sifhei and Vav that talks about how these things pass from parent to child. I just want to review the two things that are negei ala halacha that are important, and you say this thick enough, and nevertheless not well known. The first I want to review what the Beis Shmuel brought, the idea of intermarriage, whether intermarriage is an issa d'oraisa or not, which is mind-boggling to many people, that it's a machlekes rishonim if marrying a non-Jew is an issa d'oraisa. The Torah says, lois ischatein bam, don't marry them, and there are two pshatim in the pasuk. According to one pshat, it's negeah to most Jews in America. According to the other pshat, it's negeah to zero Jews in the world. It's such a merchak and hanataych between the Rambam, against Taisus and the Tor. It's really two lishanis in the Gemara, but la halacha, the Rambam sheet is lois eschatein bom, is an issa to marry a non-Jew. The Rambam says it's an aveira b'chito nubia. If you do it through marriage and intimacy, that is leisus chatem bam is what the Rambam, what the Gemara calls bigayusan, not to marry a non-Jew at all. And that's the Rambam shita, that intermarriage is a lav d'oraisa. That's one shita. The other shita is the shita of Tosis and the Torah, that no, leisus chatem bam is talking about the sheva amimin, and it's an issa ifta the megayer. When they're Megai, you're not allowed to marry the Shiva Amimin. And today, that would be negated to zero people, because we have no inkling of who Shiva Amimin might be today, and they don't exist. So, there are two pshatim in Leisus Chatem Bam, which create a tremendous distance. That's the Taisus Kasha, that Leisus Chatein Bom Chiton, there's no Taisus Chasnus. The Rambam holds it means that Beloshev Adayadam, a person has tried to be Mischatein Bom, but Nachinami, that's Taisus time. So
we're not talking about Kiddushin, we're talking about Nisuin, living together.
We're talking about marriage.
Yeah,
for B'nai Noach, there's such a thing. Taisus Tait is that the Losh Chiton, which is a halachic term, is not really Shaykh. But, so that's the thing. But what comes out, and this is surprising to a lot of people, is first of all that whether it's an issue of intermarriage at all is a machlekes rishayim. And two, it seems that znus with a non-Jew is not osir midairais according to either shita. Because according to the Rambam, it's only osir derech chitun, and according to the Torah, it's only osir sheva amimin. Now, I'm not endorsing that behavior, and if a person is a prostitute, there's an issa of leisia kadesha, which may or may not apply to a guy. It's actually kadesha leis Yisrael, but stam derech znus with a non-Jew, the Torah doesn't explicitly osir. Darach HaShulchan says that it's impossible. There has to be some sort of an iser because Kano and Pagan by. But the Poshet Pshat Nirishayim is this. Without getting too complicated, Beishmol Allah brought this machloikis, Leisus Chatem Bam, like the Rambam Bigeyusan, and all intermarriage is an iser dereisa. Like the Torah and Taisvis, it's Bigeirusan, and the mitzvahs come out in Negev today because we don't have Shevam. I wanted to just review that nutshell of the thing we spoke about in greater Arichas last week. That's so according to the that's all in Leisus Chatem Bam. According to the Rambam, it means any guy, and according to the Torah, it means even became Rusan that you should.
But according to the first chapter, if they live together, that the issue, but there's nus for not being issue.
According to the first, it's us that the lashon is chitun v'znus
ubiya. What kind of thing is it going? What kind of thing?
Is so the chitun means then b'lashon v'rayadam that they have chitun. Like you said, the Rambam says that even a non-Jew has eshes ish. If they're koveya for each other, they become eshes ish. Yeah, right. Okay, that was one nekuda we had last week. The second nekuda, which was the last line of Sif Hei, was the idea of a pogum lekuhuna, which is not well known. The Shulchan Aruch mentioned Agav, and it repeats it in Siman Zayin Agav, that a kohen may or may not be usher to marry the product of a marriage that's usher. Today there are many children of intermarriage where the mother is a Jew and the father is not, and we know that we treat the child as a full-fledged Jew, and the assumption is that she's totally mutter. He or she is totally mutter in Klal Yisrael. In fact, there's a concept of pogum lekuhuna. There's a concept which is not clear in the Gemara, which is that a child of such a marriage, lemaisa, is asa lekuhuna. The Beishmol Beis brought this down. It's fascinating that the three major paiskim, the Rif, the Rosh, and the Rambam, the Rif is mesupik, if there's such an iser. The Rambam says there's no such issur, and the Rosh says there is. There's a difficult machlokes. If the child of intermarriage was a Jew, is permitted or not permitted to marry a kohen? What's it based on? It's based on a kal v'chaymer. Madach of a kohen gadol marries an almana. The daughter is a halala, is asa to a kohen, and that's an issur that applies to only one human being, the kohen gadol. So if that's the case, then another union which is us, or another intermarriage which, assuming it's us, should achas kama v'kama, be us, or to the result of that should be us l'kahuna. And halacha l'maaseh, Rabbi Shmuel said that we pass in its us, but we're not mighty them. If you look in the column in the Beis Shmuel next to the last line, in the narrow lines, here on the first page of Siman Daled, lepsak halacha nira l'chayra, b'di'evet eim mitziyanim nisus l'kayim. B'di'evet we're not mitzi, d'ala Rambam kasha, chen l'rif b'Rambam eim mitziyan, I'm reading the end of the narrow lines in the Beis Shmuel, so b'di'evet we're not mitzi. But, what? I remember now Sridi Eish that I mentioned last week, who's Marech on the topic. But, okay, could be, yeah. But, sorry. That the, at any rate, these are the two, like I said, the Sinan has so many different types of Issa. We're going about Eved Ivri, Eved Kanani, and no, Eved Ivri, Eved Kanani, at least, in the halachic sense of the word. And these are the two machlokes in Dera Negea, the Leisus Chatimbam, the intermarriage, which and then the question of a Kohen marrying the daughter of an intermarriage. Yeah.
In this case, could it be because the
Kohen
is now
Avadei Kohen? Well, not Kohenim, Avadei Kohenim. Kohen Chazaka, we cycle on Chazakas. The idea of Kohen Miyuchis is something that was unique to the Beis HaMikdash. And we make a bracha today. We do Pidyon HaBen, we make a bracha. We go Basa Chazakis. And we're not Mitztarif, we don't consider our Kohenim Safi Kohenim today.
Even to separate.
If a Kohen marries a Chalala, we separate them. There's no question. Here's a question. You see, it's only Mekel because the Ramam is Mekel and the Rif is Masupi. The idea of Kohenim that are not Miyuchis is not. It's not a loch lamaisa today. So it's just a tziruf. But you don't need kaim yuchasim. In the Beis Hamikdash, Ezra made a takana, you need a kaim yuchasim. But today, kaim echazak are kaim. We consider them full fledged kaim.
In fact, that's another kaim. That's something
you've
done again, no? That's what
people do. The halacha is that you don't have to be paid again. The fact that the Gra did it, the exception proves the rule. I mean, the Gra did it.
No, that is not.
Oh, we find out. Yeah, of course. I'm sorry, yeah, I misunderstood, yeah. Let's turn to Sefei Involved. Here, the question is, how does Yichus pass down to the next generation? So we have to learn the rules and see where it comes up. Now, I think we all know Yichus passes from the mother's side or the father's side. So by a guy, it goes from the mother's side, right? Judaism or being Jewish, not being Jewish, goes from mother to child. And once you're in Klal Yisrael, l'mishpachaisam l'beis habaisam, it goes by the father's side. That's the general rule. That's the famous Zivam. We'll see one or two exceptions to it, but that's the rule. Amad Dabar. I think people are aware that that's the way we generally work. So let's see. Sifhei is talking about Begeyusan by Goyim, by non-Jews. Yisrael Shabal Achas Me'elu. We're talking here about Mitzri, Adoimi, Mayavi, Bapsulim, that have to do with the Umas Ha'ilam. Yisrael, Shabal, Achas, Me'elu, Avlat, Kimaisa. Yisrael was bar on, let's say, a Mitzri. The child is like the mother. Echad, Me'elu, Chutzmei, Mamzer, Shabal, Bas, Yisrael. Talk about Mamzer separately. But the others, which have to do with nationality, Abaini, Mayavi, Mitzri, and Adoimi. So they, caused by the father. So except for Mamzer. Mamzer passes from either parent to the child. But the nationality type of Isurim pass exclusively from the mother down to the child. And as I said, I think that's the understanding. And so Vav is Nizgaira Achas Me'elu. Once somebody is a Jew, Venisisli Yisrael, let's say I have a Mitzri Adayvi Mayavi who was Megayer, and then married Yisrael, or should Nizgaira Achas Me'elu Venosa Ishi Yisraelis, whether man to woman or woman to man, Havlad Hoylech Achar Hapostel. He says, no, it doesn't go only by the father, it goes according to the apostle. The Gemara has a rule, Kol Sheyesh Kedushin V'Yesh Isser, Havlad Hoylech Achar Hapogam. Anytime Kedushin is typhus, and there's some Isser involved, you go according to the apostle. Ficha Gera Moini, a Mitzri Sheini. For example, V'Yamina Moini, or a Mitzri Sheini, Shinasa Bas Yisrael, Habas Ksheira Afil Lakuna. Why? Because Amoini, there's no Isser on the female. And Mitzri Sheini, we said the third generation is Mutter. Aval, Mitzri Sheini, Shanasa, Mitzvus Rishaina. So now, if you go according to the father, the child is a Shlishi, is Mutter. If you go by the mother, the child is a Sheini, is Aser. So Vlad Sheini, the Vlad gets the more Chomerdika status. Mitzri Sheini, Shanasa, Mitzvus Shnia. What happens if Mitzri Risha married a Mitzri Shnia? Should also be that way. Yeshayimim Havlad Shlishi, Ola Rambam Havlad Sheini. So here we do have Machlekes Rishayim, because by Mitzri it says Asher Yivoleid Lohem. So some Rishayim hold it has the same rule; it goes according to the Pogum, and other Rishayim hold it goes by the mother. It says Asher Yivoleid Lohem. Again, we don't have Mitzris and we don't have Mitzris today. And what? So the Shah doesn't come up. I'm a rabbi in Brooklyn for a few decades. No mitzvi adaimi mayavi or has come my way yet. Now let's just see Zion, and then I'll talk about where it does come up. And so Zion is really just a continuation of how the lineage goes down. Amoini shenasa isha mitzris. That's all you got to figure this out, right? Amoini, you married a mitzris. So the father is an Amoini, the mother is a Mitzvah, Savlat Amoini. It goes according to the father, Mitzvah Amoini, Savlat Mitzvah. Shebu Umais, Hilach Achar HaZachar. Because by the nations, when you have two different nations marrying, this is what everyone says, you go by the father, Aval Nizgayer, Avlat Achar HaPogum, Shebishneyem. When you're Megayer, like we said a moment ago, it's a Pogum, Lefich Ager Amoini, Shenasa Gieris Mitzvah. So here, the father is an Amoini and the mother is a Mitzris. So if it's a Zachar, it's worse to be an Amoini. An Amoini is also for all generations. The Asasalayla. If it's an Akeva, then it's better to be an Amoini. Because Amoini v'lay Amoinis, Dina k'mitzris. So you go according to the worst of the two. Hagar ger Mitzri shenasa kutis Amoinis. A ger mitzri who married a non-Jew, amainis haben hu amaini. So since she's not Jewish, it goes by the mother. Abbas hi muteris, and therefore the bas is muter. So again, the same basic rule of passing it down. And sivches is one last case. Ger mitzri shadasa giyiris amainis. It's confusing. Ger mitzri who married amainis shadasa giyiris amainis. They're both Gerim. What is a Mitzri? What is an Amainis? Havlad Mitzri, V'asar Adar Shlishi. We go according to the father, and it's Asar only until the third generation. So these are these four Sifim. So I'll tell you where it does come up is with the Shaila of a regular Ger, that we have Gerim today. A Ger is not allowed to marry a Kayin. What about the child of a Ger? There are many children of Gerim. And how does it go? By who does it go? The Shulchan Aruch didn't say. It talked about all the psulim. A ger is a full-fledged Jew. Nobody did anything wrong. As a matter of fact, it's commendable. He was a megayer. And the question is, what is the status of the child of a ger? So here, there is a machlokes rishayim. Again, the Rambam against Tosfos. The Rambam Shita is that it's hard to call it a psul geiris. The chsarin will call it geiris. A ger is not kahal Hashem. Only passes to a child if both the father and mother are geirim. In other words, if the father is a ger and the mother is a geiris, the child has a din of a ger and is restricted for marrying a kayin. But if either of them is a Yisrael, so then they're mutter bakal. That's the Rambam Shita, the way we paskin. Mutter to a kayin. Now, let me explain. Because Taisvis in Kedusha and Dafayin Dalid disagrees. He says, I don't get it. When you're Megayer, you're a Jew. By Jews, it says, L'mishpachaysam l'beisavaysam. Kayin goes down to by father. Levi goes by father. Yisrael goes by father. So Taisa says, Ger should go by father. This Kayin, Levi, Yisrael, Ger. So why doesn't Ger go according to the father's side as well? This is Tmiya on the Rambam. The stipler in Kiddushin, in Simen Mem Tes, says the Teretz. It's funny, I don't find the Teretz until the stipler. There are those who bring rayas from Gemaras to the Rambam, but to answer the basic question, why don't you say l'mishpachaisel l'beis havaisam? So the stipler explains as follows. He says, yichus by yidden goes by the father. So kayin, levi, Yisrael, goes by the father. A kayin being posled to a ger is not a chesaron in yichus. It's a gzeris hakasav kahal Hashem, that you can marry somebody who's kahal Hashem, and kahal Hashem is anybody who has any Jewish lineage would be considered to be kahal Hashem. It's not a yichus dikadin, it's rather a natural Jew type of din, and that's why the Rambam holds that anybody, the Rambam, his lashon is that kosh amad b'sinai becomes kahal Hashem. And therefore, the Rambam Shita, I believe this is the way we paskin, that the psul ger, if I need to call it psul ger, but it's a psul of a ger, that ger is pasul kahuna, only passes on if it's both parents. So it's interesting that from all the cases here, we have cases go basa mother, go basa father, go basa pogum, we have one case where you go basa kosher. Right, that is the idea of a ger being asa b'kal, that the ger being asa b'kal is a only passes down if it's a ger negiyaris who has a child. So these are the basic rules here in Siv Hei Vav Zayin Ches, which, as I said, for the most part is not negiyah today.
The child of those ger is possible kuna. Now,
as long as both parents are gerim, the child is pasul kuhuna.
No, but their child is considered
still pasul kuhuna. As long as both parents are gerim.
Right, and now she marries a ben gerim. Let's say she marries a ben
gerim. If a ben of two gerim,
she's
two, but the one she married is also from both.
Yeah.
So then it continues. It could continue theoretically forever.
What?
Okay. I don't know. Okay. At any rate, this is the basic rule. And again, I'm not going to spend time on the mitzvah and mitzvahs. Let's turn over to the next page. Sif Tes and Sif Yud. Sif Tes. Shar kol umis lachshin is gairu hari eluk Yisrael miyad. The other nations, if they're megayer, then they're like Yisraelim immediately. Of course, the Sheva Amim are different. The Beis Shmuel says in Tess that the Sheva Amim are different, but we don't know today who the Sheva Amim are, and they're lost. They're lost to history, like all the other nations that start up with us that seem to disappear. A Sif Yud is a fascinating Sif. I would like to read to you the Mishnah that this comes from, a very interesting Mishnah. This is a Masechtas Yadayim, at the end of Masechtas Yadayim, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Dalet. I'd like to take, when they give out the Mishnayos charts by the Avelim, I'd like to take Yadayim. People are grateful, like you took this big Masechta. The whole Masechta is four parakim. And the last Perek is all side topics, just a very interesting topics, straight through, easy to go through. It's mostly about Hilchos and Tehillos Yadayim, actually. But at any rate, I'm going to have competitions for it. But it's nice to review it over and over, Yadayim and the other Masechtas at the end. So here, listen to the Mishnah. By Biyayim, by Yehuda Ger Emoini, there was a Ger Emoini that came by the generation of Tanoim, V'amad Lefnei Bebeis HaMedrash. And he came into Yavna. He came into the Beis Medrash in Yavna. Who were the two that always got into fights in Yavna? Rabbi Gamliel? Rabbi Yeshua, right? They always got into fights in Yavna. Until Rabbi Gamliel was deposed from his Rosh Hashiva shaft. The difference between him being deposed and all the other Rosh Hashivas that get into Machlaik is that after they deposed him, he went and sat with the Talmidim. It says he didn't miss a single day. They made him Oysra Shashiva. So he went, he sat with the Talmidim in the Beis HaMedrash. The Gemara says he didn't miss a day. In the fourth parak of Brachas. Anyway, Baibi Yai, Yehudi Gera, Yehuda Gera Moiniv, Amalaf Neh Beis HaMedrash. Amalahem, Ma'ani Lovei Bekal. So he's an Amaini. He's a male Amaini. He says, am I allowed to marry a Jew? So what would you say? Gera Moini. Amalei Ragam Liel, Aserata. Rav Galil always seems to be a Machmer. A girl said, Aser. So who spoke up? Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Mutarata. Rabbi Yeshua said, you're permitted. Who do you think he's going to follow? Mutarata. Amar Rabbi Gamliel. You forgot a pasuk. Aksiv, layavi amayni amayvi b'kal Hashem, gamadar asiri. How can you say that the ger amayni is mutar? It's a ferish pasuk in Kiseite. Layavi amayni amayvi b'kal Hashem, gamadar asiri. Amar Rabbi Yeshua. Amayim Mayav still in their countries? Kvar Ola Sancherev Melech Ashur Ubilbel as Kalumais. Sancherev, when he came about 130 years before the Churban Bayis Rishon, he practiced ethnic cleansing, the first one, population transfers. What he did in order to get the nations he conquered not to rebel against him, is he transferred whole populations. That's when the Aseres HaShvatim were moved out of Eretz Yisrael, and the Kutim were moved in. So he transferred whole populations. Shenema v'asir gavulay samim v'asideseyem shasti. So they're not Amin Amayim anymore. They got transferred out. Amar Aleir v'gamliel. Haksiv v'achrei kein osher v'shus b'nei Amayim. It says that Hashem promises that He will return to Shvus B'nai Yamayim, Shekvar Chazru. So He says Kvar Chazru. The Mepharshim say maybe they came back already. Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Aksiv V'Shafti Yeshvus Ami Yisrael, V'Dayin Lo Shavu. So that doesn't mean they return. They will return. V'Tiru Lovi B'Kol. So the Mishnah ends that in Yavna they voted to follow Rabbi Yeshua. And they were matim lovei b'kol. So we have an historical event that changes the practical halacha. It doesn't really change the halacha. Halacha is still that a mayavi and a mayini is aser. What we're saying now is that the amayini and mayavi were transferred out, and they're no longer amayini and mayavi. That's what it says here in the Mishnah Yadayim. Now look at Sif Yud, which codifies this as halacha. Ha'idna nizbalbalu kala umais. Today, everyone's semished, that's for sure. Lefikach ha'mayni mi'avi v'adayimi shen hizgayru. What's missing in this list? Lefikach ha'mayni mi'avi v'adayimi. Okay, I'll have to get the mystery. Shen hizgayru mutar v'lavei b'kal. V'yad, the kol de parish, meruba parish. Any guy in the world that comes and is megayer, he's parish meriv, vanu talim shemeriv umais, shemutarim miad. They're mutar immediately, so they're all mutar right away. Now, what about Egyptians? Ula Rambam hu adin lemitzri. The Rambam lived in Egypt. He says hu adin mitzri. He was megayer. Ula Rosh mitzri viisurai aimid. And according to the Rosh, the mitzri is awesome. This is a historical machlaikis. The Beishmuel Yud brings Ula Harash Mitzri Aser Beishmuel Yud, the third line. Mishum Dil B'Mitzrayim Nasir HaKosev Kitzva Losh of Acher Mem Shana. It's a passage in Yecheskel that Sancherev who chased out the Mitzrim, they're going to return after 40 years. So the Mitzrim, the Rosh says, came back. So the Egyptians, at least at that time, were Egyptians. Does that apply to the Egyptians today? I don't know. But according to that, the Egyptians are unique among the nations, that if an Egyptian is Megayer, the Issa still applies.
The 40
The 40 years is in the Bayis Rishon still. So that I can't answer. I hear. I don't know. But he says that a mitzvah is... Now, what does the Rambam hold? So the Nagi Behuda says the Rambam holds that also the Nebuchadnezzar are billable. That when the Nebuchadnezzar came, he again was mavalbal the Umayis. But the Rosh holds not that way. So in argument, today you have an Egyptian who's Megayer. That could happen. Whether it's included. Now, what about living in Egypt? So here, this Beis Shmuel talks about it. Like if you wanted to look up the halacha, say, you're allowed to go visit Mitzrayim, where would you look? You wouldn't know where to look. The Beis Shmuel here says, Ve'in l'hakshay, eich darim b'mitzrayim. How do Jews go and live in Egypt? We know, I don't know if there's a Jewish community today in Egypt, but the Rav Avadia lived in Egypt. And what? They had... Yeah, there was for generations, till the state of Israel, I think. There was a in Cairo. So Eich Dorim in Mitzrayim, Turetz HaMordechai, Eni also Losh of Derech Eretz Yisrael in Mitzrayim. You hear this? Somebody wants to go and visit the pyramids. Why anybody would want to beats me? But let's say, you have someone who wants to go and visit Egypt, who wants to tour Egypt, are you allowed to go to Mitzrayim? The Pasuk says not to go back to Mitzrayim. So the Beis Shmuel is paskening, it's only us to go from Eretz Yisrael to Mitzrayim. The Pasuk says, what's the Lashon Pasuk? Derazah? What? Lashoshav? Lashon Baderech Hazeh? Whatever, the Torah says a Lashon, not to go to Egypt, not to go Baderech Hazeh, not to go in the same way. So if you don't go from Israel to Egypt, you take a flight from the United States to Egypt, so you're not there, he's paskin, you're not over on this Avera. The Avera is only... What? If you live in Israel, I don't know why you would go, but if you want desperately, somebody wants to go, so he takes a stopover. You know? Yeah, he says you know how to go from Israel to Egypt. So you take a stopover in Ethiopia or in the Saudi Arabia in the other direction. But totally right. It could be the Rambam says it. What? Okay. I don't think he says that. The Yad.
In one of his letters, he signed.
There's a famous disputed letter that the Rambam, I think the Kafter paraphrased it, that the Rambam used to sign his name, Moshe Ben Maimon, over B'Shloishi Yisurim B'chol Yayim. It says that he lived in Egypt. That he said, Rav Avadia though writes that it's not true. We don't have such a letter from the Rambam. This Rav Avadia writes, we have no such letter from the Rambam that he signed his name in such a way. I guess he might sign it to discourage others from moving to Egypt. But be that as it may, we have a psak, and there are a lot of achrayim that say different the biurim. The Shailom Meshiv writes, you're only not allowed to go back to Egypt with the 42 stops in the midbar that they did. With the same 40, that's what he writes. The same, blah, blah, blah. So I don't understand that. Why would it be put in Paiskim? Who could be ever on the same? Even if you wanted to, it would be very hard to do it.
Surely fly,
right. So I don't know. But anyway, he does say that it's only us of Eretz Yisrael to Mitzrayim. Maybe it's only us to live there, not to tour there. I'm not sure. Grada, the Rambam's Lashon, the Yad HaChazaka is, B'chol Kador Ha'olam, Mutalador Chutzmi Mitzrayim. His language is, the whole globe you're allowed to live except for Egypt. That seems to be a raya that it's mutta to live in the Arctic Circle. There are those who question whether you're allowed to be, a Jew is allowed to be in a place where you go 6 months without night. If you're there for 6 months and there's no night, so any mitzvah that's totally a night, you can't do. First, you saw a rice, you're not allowed to live there. You're going to miss any mitzvah that depends on night. Now, you have the calendar day. In the Arctic Circle, the sun travels in a circle. It goes from the east to the west. It goes east east, south, west, north, east. There's a rotation in the sky. The globe is still turning. Anywhere you are in the Arctic Circle, so you can count the day when you see the sun come around the full. You have Neitz Hacham, as soon as it starts going east again, it stops going west. So you have Neitz. But the so you have days, but you don't have nights during the half a year.
How do you know the Rambam
so,
was talking about that?
I mean, the Rambam chose such a lashon, mutalod der b'chol kador aretz chutz v'Mitzrayim. We understand the Rambam's language. Then the Yad, it seems to be dafka. Why would he write such a language? The Rambam thought of it, I imagine, but the Rambam wouldn't write such a lashon if he didn't. So we don't really know why the Rambam lived there. It could be because of the circumstances that brought him there against his will. It could well be. And we know the Radvaz lived in Mitzrayim. The Arizal was in Mitzrayim for a brief period until he moved back to Eretz Yisrael. The Radvaz was Rabban Shal Mitzrayim after the exile from Spain. So I don't know the history of how they got from Spain and they had to end up in Egypt. But, they went from Spain to Portugal. And 3 years later, they were exiled from Portugal. And those who went on land ended up in Turkey. That's why the Sfaradim are very loyal to Turkey. Until the last few decades, Turkey was an ally. It was a friendly country to Israel. Because the Sfaradim had a very strong allegiance to Turkey. But those who went by boat ended up going to North Africa. That's why... Your wife's grandfather served in the army in Turkey. No wonder they... It's a funny thing. I don't know much about the Ottoman Empire. The Ottoman Empire was many, many centuries until World War I. I just know in all the books I read, it's nicknamed the Sick Man of Europe. Now, where did they get such a nickname? The Ottoman Empire was called the Sick Man of Europe.
Right?
What? 30 years, that's all?
Okay. The ambassador from Turkey himself said it.
Recently?
No.
Then? Okay. Okay, at any rate, what?
Recently, everyone gave Herzog a tablet from the time of Sikinogu, 2,700 years old, where there was a reservoir, something in terms of water, and he turned out the cell out.
Yeah.
Same thing was returned from the time of Sikinogu.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Interesting. Okay. At any rate, that was the history. We don't realize it because we live in a world where, for the most part, the Ashkenazim are dominant. For a long period of time, there were 10 times as many Sephardic Jews as Ashkenazic Jews. In the time of Rashi and Tosfos, when Spain was in its heyday, there were 10 or 11 times as many. As many Sephardim as Ashkenazim, until they went to Golos and mixed with the Ashkenazim. It's when there were over a million Sephardim, there were about 100,000 Ashkenazim at the time of the exile. And history has waxes and wanes. Kaisos Nimshal Levana. Everything goes back and forth. The Torah Tamima writes that he's really a Sephardi. Says anybody whose name is Epstein and is a Levi is really a Sephardi. And he even writes their name, which I can't pronounce. And they say when they came to the town of Epstein, they took the name Epstein because who wanted to be called something no one can pronounce? So anyway, in this Baal Kalumas, that's what we lived through in 2000 years. And here is a Shagas Aryeh's Kasha that it creates a tremendous tumult. It sounds like a kasha in the theoretical world, and it creates a tremendous halachic tumult. The Shagas Aryeh is a contradiction in the Rambam. This Sif Yud is the Rambam. This Baal B'Kol Umais, and Lafika Chamayim, this is Nishilchus Yisurei Bia, whichever parak it is, or whatever it is. This Baal B'Kol Umais. The Rambam in Perek Yud of Hilchus Malachim writes that the B'nai Keturah, who are mixed with the B'nai Yishmael, all the children of Avram's, of Hagar, those the B'nai Yishmael and the B'nai Keturah are mixed, and the Rambam says they're all Mechuyev and Bris Milah. The Rambam passes away La'alacha. that the chayavim in bris mila, and among the Arabs, I don't know, they still practice bris mila. They do at age 13, or they do it younger. I don't know, but the Rambam paskins that the chayavim in bris mila. Shagasari says, I don't get it. I don't understand it. The Rambam says this babalu kol umis. All the nations are mixed, and nobody knows which nation he comes from. So the Rambam is saying the bnei ketura achayiv, and even the bnei ketura mixed with the bnei yishmael achayiv. So I think he says the bnei ketura is six, bnei yishmael is one. So right, bnei ketura, bnei yishmael is also bnei ketura. But in this babu kol umis, so how could you say that bnei yishmael are actually bnei yishmael?
That's talking about the happen.
It doesn't make sense. So Bnei Amoini, if he happens to know, is the same thing. Mm-hmm. How could the Rambam be Bnei Amoini say it's not Negeya? If you happen to know, it would be the same thing about Amoini Miyavi. So you'd be consistent. Either say it one way or the other. So there's a Naida Bihuda, a Trubus Naida Bihuda, Simon Membeis in the first volume. And he says a big Yisoid, which has other halachadika ramifications. Listen to his teretz. The fact that we go Basarayv is Xeris HaKosov. Lachri Ram Lahatais. We go Basarayv. So by Yidden, we say, call the parish Maruba parish. The Yisr Amoini, or Mayavi, or Mitzri, it's all talking that they were Megayer. Right? Amoini is Megayer, is also Bekal, and Amoini is Mutter. And Mitzri is Megayer, is also Bekal for two generations, third generation is Mutter. That's a din in Klal Yisro. Now we have a din, we go Basarayv. But it's Xeris HaKosov. Really, by non-Jews, that they don't have a din of Halchanach HaHarayv. So by them, the Bnei Keturah, we're not talking about Megayer, we're talking about always Chayim and Bris Mila. We're talking about Bnei Keturah and not Megayer. As long as they're still Goyim, says the Nadia Yehuda, as long as they're still Goyim, there's no din Bittul Barayv. And Bemela, the Bnei Keturah remain Chayim and Bris Mila. How do you like that teretz? Good. I was waiting for someone to ask. One second. This is Nabi Yehuda. Now, two things. First of all, Nabi Yehuda is a chiddush. It comes out, the Prima Gadim says, if a yid has a piece of nevela meat and two pieces of kosher meat, and you can't tell one from the other, forget a chadichah reskavi, let's say it's just a drumstick. It gets mixed. One and two, one tray of two kosher, it's all mutter. Right? Bittul Barayv. Right? One and two is Bittul Barayv. He says, what about a guy with Eved Menachai? If a guy has Eved Menachai, it's Bittul one and two. So he says, according to this Yisoid, you don't call Nabi Yehuda by name, but he says, if you hold, there's no Halkanach HaRayv by Goyim, so then it's all Aser. It's going to be Aser no matter what. You have one Eved Menachai mixed with there with 500, they're all going to be Aser. There's no Bittul by Goyim. And he says that. And he says, could it be Mi'ika Midi? It's going to come out, you have a piece of Eved Menachai meat, got mixed out with others, so you can't sell it to a guy, but you can sell it to a Jew. Right? The Jew is allowed to eat it. It's Bittul Barayv. A guy's not Mi'ika Midi. So he says, that's not a kasha. Mi'ika Midi means a shame Isser. You can't have a certain Isser, that's also for Bnei Nayach HaMutter. But the Dine Bittul, it could be. Why not? That's what he says. So this is Nayib Yehuda. And Rav Palm loved Ibn Chassin's kasha on this. Because Nayib Yehuda sounds like a salad teretz, right? Bilbo Kalumis. I, Bnei Keturah. No, Bilbo Kalumis works for Jews. It's Bittul Barayv. By Goyim, there's no Bittul Barayv, so therefore the Bnei Keturah remain Chayev and Mila. So Mechas Chinuch, Mitzvah Beis, asks, Nabi Yehuda's teretz doesn't make sense. According to the Nayib Yehuda, he's saying, it's true, the Bnei Keturah, Bnei Yishmael were mixed in Numa Asylum, but you don't go Basarayv. He says that every guy should be Chayev and Bris Mila. Because if you don't go Basarayv, and the Bnei Keturah got mixed out with the other guy, so then every guy should be Mechayev. I like that kasha. Every guy should be Mechayev and Bris Mila, right? If you're not going Basarayv, and you're saying this Babalu, so they should all be us. Every guy should be Chayev and Bris Mila. It sounds like a kasha shemel of tshuva, no? It sounds like a great kasha. So, once you have said you catch a Nabi Yehuda or something like this, everyone tries to come up with terutzim, and I'll share with you with the teretz that I like the best of the terutzim. And I saw this in the Divrei Yael, in the Satmar Rebbe's Sefer on Parshas Lech Lecha, the last piece. He says there that, he says a great teretz. The Divrei Yael, people think it's politics about Zionism. It's not. Divrei Yael is Divrei Torah, beautiful Divrei Torah, all in the Litvish Derech. The whole Divrei Yael is on the Litvish Derech. There's no, you know, the Chassidish Torah that this is a, what's the word they use always, a bechina of that, and that's a bechina of this. Doesn't say it once. It's all in the Derech HaYeshivas. Listen to his teretz. Again, what we have the Shagas Aryeh, you got to go in order. The Rambam says the Bnei Keturah Chayavim. Shagas Aryeh, step two, he has a kasha. This Babu Kalumis, he passes by Bnei Amin. Step three, Noid B'yudas Teretz. He answers that the Yom Gobos are right by Goyim. So therefore, Bnei Keturah still Chayav Emila. Number four is the Mechas Chinuch. He says, what are you talking about? If there's no bus arrive, every guy should be chayav emila. So Satmar Rebbe says the following teretz. He says, Gemara, in Avodah Zarah, I think Lamed Beis, he brings that there's such a thing as miyuta, and miyuta de miyuta. Whatever the context there is, that you're not chayshish for miyuta, that's exactly the cause of Achiram Lahatis. But miyuta de miyuta, it's a svara. That we're not chayshish for miyuta de miyuta. For a small miyut, that we're not chayshish, some of it, I don't know what number it would be, 1 in 500. We're not, by B'nai Nayach also, we say, Roy Bila Sachar Abal, we assume the child of a woman is from a husband, not from someone else, even though it can happen occasionally different, in a different way. So Satmar Rebbe says that by Goyim we don't go basarai, we're chayshish lo miyut. But miyuta de miyuta, you don't need a pasach hiram lahatos. It's a svara. It's called that. We call it a miyut sheinu matzu, a small miyut. A miyut sheinu matzu. We're not chayshish for. So, well, he says the bnei keturah in the umas ha'ilam in the time of Sacherim, bnei keturah umas ha'ilam was a miyuta de miyuta, and therefore they're not chayshish. We're not chayshish for miyuta de miyuta, and therefore the mechasidus teretz is. The kash is knocked off, and the Nayda Yehuda's teretz stands. So that's, I guess, one of the mahalchim. Yeah. Now, there is another kasha here that the Aruch HaShulchan asks, which makes things a little difficult. He asks, why do we say this Babel Kol Umis? We say, we go Basarai, Jews go Basarai, the Lashon was called the Parish Meruba Parish. This can be again later, and we had it once before. If a woman, of a woman, is Mizana with a man, if the man comes to her fiznus, in a dormitory, in a college, a woman was mizana, and now she becomes a bal tshuva, a balas tshuva, she wants to marry a kayin. So we ask her, who are you mizana with? If you're mizana with a Jew, then you don't become pasul to a kayin. A woman is mizana with a Jewish man, is not a zayin, if you're mizana with a guy, then you become pasul a kayin. So very often she says, look, at that stage, I wasn't asking him if he's Jewish or not. You know, in college, I was going to say, I don't know if he's Jewish or not. You know? So the halach is as follows. As if the man came to the woman, called the parish, Meruba parish. Since he came to her, called the parish, Meruba parish, and the mela, if Roy Vagayim, you have to assume that it's a guy, and it's a guy. If Roy Vayidin, if it's a college or Reva Yid, you can assume it's a Yid, and she's Mutter Bakal. However, this is a Gemara. Gemara says, depends where this Nus was. If she went to him, and they went together to a hotel, that's also called a parish. But if she went to his house, to his apartment, and was then in his apartment, that's called Kavua Kemetza Mefzadami. And even if it's Reva Yid, you can't be Simech on Reva. Kol Kavua Kemetza Mefzadami means, by Nisa Derais, you have to be Machmir. It's 50-50. and you're gonna have to be mashpin no matter what, that she's gonna be also lovei bekal. That's the rule. So Frektar Hashulchan over here by Amaini and Mayavi, why does the Shulchan say call the parish move a parish? Should depend who went to who. Who went to whom? If the Jewish if she went to him, so he should have a din amayni. He should have a din of an amayni. If not, not. Why does it say called the parsh move apart? Now it could be since he had talking there with Megayer, said a Megayer, and they're already parish, so they already were parish into Geiris. And when someone's a Geir, he comes to us. We don't go to him. And Mamela, you could be Saimach on that. But the Aruch HaShulchan is making a geder of Kol Kavua in this case.
Don't you say Nikah?
So this was what bothered me about the Aruch HaShulchan. We had a rule I mentioned a number of times, which is Taisa Shita, but I mentioned it's brought by many Paiskim. Kol Kavua is only a Nikah B'Makaymai. Only, okay, what's the case of Kavua? You remember the Gemara, the butcher store case. The store has, a town has 10 kosher butcher stores and one treif. You find meat in the street, it's mutter. You go bus arrive. If a yid went to a store, he brought meat home, he doesn't remember which store he went to. He's in the town, he thought all the butcher stores are kosher. Tell him, no, there's one that's treif. He doesn't remember which one. It's aser, because it's called kavua, kemet tzametz. Kavua is only nikr b'mekaymai. When the store is nicker in the place where it is, you go in there, you can tell this is the kosher one and this is a treifel one. If it's not nicker but mekayimit, there's no din of kol kavua. So it's very difficult. Once a cher mixed kala umais, there is no, it was seen, there's no nicker but mekayimit. The whole sif here would seem to be problematic. And not the sif is very geshmak. Darach HaShulchan's kasha. Unless he doesn't hold of nicker but mekayimit, I'm not sure.
The machine with the night is like a sheep, you know.
Naidi is parish, but not if you go to them, then it's not.
The Arabs today. So yep.
Today was saying, well, they are Arabs, but they're not B'nai Yishmael. The Rambam says they are B'nai Yishmael, the Chayiv and Mila. The Kasha is, why are they Chayiv and Mila? Sacharib Bilbo Kalumis. So today also they're also mixed with the others, the B'nai Yishmael. So we're answering, you don't go basarai. That's the Nabi understand. Now, Sif, Yeralf and Yubez Adinam of Evik Kanani is not Negea today. Next week I'd like to start you Gimel Dine Mamzer, which unfortunately is Negea. Let's just learn, I think we're familiar with the halachas here. Yun Aleph is a din of an Eved, and Yud Vey is a din of Eved that's freed. Okay, Eved Shehutfa L'Shem Avdus. If you buy a slave, and you Toivel him L'Shem Avdus, right? Eved K'nani is Chayiv and Mitzvah, like a woman. When you Toivel him L'Shem Avdus, also be Yisraelis, V'Yisrael also be Shifcha, Bein Ami Shalai, Bein Shalacher. Even though he had, once you Toivel her, she's Jewish, she's Mechayiv and Mitzvah, but she's a shifcha, a sari yuchsin, all above all. There's Kayin, Levi, Israel, Ger, and then there's Avadim. There's Shoshkur, Haruri, and then there's Avadim. So they're awesome. Yudbei, Lach, a Sheshichururi, Rabbi, Huki Israel. If an Eved Kanani is freed by his master, he's Yisrael, a Chaldavar, a full-fledged Jew. He has no choice. It's not like a Ger who has a choice. If Kirei Rabbi, if his Odin freed him by making him Hefker, Oishaniach Lai Rabbi Tfilin, but the master put Tfilin on him, it's an Umdana that he means to free him, because in Evan is Patan Tfilin, Oishay Rabbi Shliach Tziba, Vakaro Lale, still Christmas Taira, was Odin Shliach Tziba, he means Gabai, he called him up for an Aliyah to the Taira, Oishay Sialai Rabbi Yisraelis, so he made a Shidduch for him with a Jewish girl. The Gemara says, an Evet Sheshichrei Rabbi, Shefkirei Rabbi, Tzarech Get Shichrei. It's not like Rabbi Shmuel in the Gemara, that there are two dinim. When you free an Evet, he's Ice Evet. And for Dine, everything, he's a Jew. But for Yuchsin, he has to have a Shtar Shichrei. Afal Pikei Choshin L'Kiddushav. It's not like Rabbi Shmuel in the Gemara, Choshin L'Kiddushin. V'yesh mishayim rafil lo yisi rabbi ala shunasa lefnei rabbi cheshen lekedushin. If he wants to marry a Jewish woman in front of his master, and his master says nothing, we assume the master freed him. So certainly, if an Adai marries his own shifcha, so what's the case here? If the Adai marries his shifcha, we assume he freed her. What? His own shifcha. What? It's right. The Adai, not the Evid. Now these are all umdinis that we assume that there was a shikr. So what are the halachas here? An eved kanani b'shas eved kanani is mechuyev mitzvahs ke'isha, and you have to shikr mechuyev in all mitzvahs. There's one place I know where this comes up halacha l'maisa. Nigris Moshe has a tshuva. People who want to adopt a goyish baby, as you know, when the baby turns 12 for a girl or 13 for a boy, you can opt out. A lot of parents, first of all, some don't want to tell their children that they're adopted, and second of all, they're afraid that they'll opt out, that they will opt out. So it's interesting, Rav Moshe writes, first of all, don't wait till they're 20 to tell them. When they're 20, is a good chance they'll say, I don't want. Catch them when they're 12 and 13, and they're more idealistic, and it's more likely they'll stay. But Rav Moshe writes that what you can do, he says, I don't recommend this. But Rav Moshe couldn't help himself. He said halachas, even though he said, I don't recommend this. But you want to know how you could avoid it? Have an eitzah. When you adopt a baby, whoever's setting up the adoption, tell him you want the parents to sell the baby to you as an eved. And don't worry, we're going to free him a minute after we get him. And give the parents a dollar through a shliach, and give them a dollar, and buy the baby as an eved. And then free the baby. If you buy the baby as an eved, and you tevel him, and then you free him, so he can't opt out anymore. He can't opt out. Oh, so he says, Kasha Avadilayel, so Moshe deals with that. It's a law to free an eved. He says, buy him almanos to free him. If you buy him almanos to free him, so there's no possibility of avodei la'ilam. So then there's no lav to free him. And one second. Eved Kanani, a Goyisha baby. We're talking about. You adopt a Goyisha baby. We know. If you wouldn't know it's a Goyisha baby, it would be other problems. Kanani means any Yehudi. Any Yehudi. And he says, "I dina de machusa." You're not allowed to. Slavery is aser. So Moshe writes, "This is your site for other cases." He says, "If the government would understand that we're buying him to be a slave just for an hour in order to free him, such slavery they don't mean to prohibit." And Mamela, you're not over on dina de machusa. Now, in the case of a slave, I don't know who did this, but it's a big aside that in dina de machusa, you're allowed to go by the spirit of the Dina de Malchusa, rather than the letter of the law of Dina Malchusa. It's a bit chiddush that Rav Moshe is saying. I know Rav Palm applied it to other cases. Rav Palm applied it to other situations. What? So we'll get to Mamzer next week.